It came out recently that Alex Rodriguez, the New York Yankees star third baseman, was treated by a Canadian doctor, a sports medicine specialist who's under investigation because of human growth hormone. Well, the treatment in question did not involve HGH, but a treatment known as PRP. That stands for platelet-rich plasma therapy. There's nothing illegal about it. Rodriguez just has to clear all of his medical treatment with team-approved physicians. It seems, though, that PRP has taken off among elite professional athletes with painful bruises and plentiful bucks to spend. Tiger Woods has used it. A couple of Pittsburgh Steelers used it. We found an interview online about PRP that Scientific American did with Dr. Dennis Cardone, who is an orthopedic surgeon at NYU Medical Center in New York. So, Dr. Cardone, we've called you up to find out more about this. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And first, in a nutshell, briefly, what is PRP?
What PRP is, we take blood out of the arm of a patient or athlete, whoever's receiving the PRP therapy, and we take that blood and we then spin it down in a special type of centrifuge. And what that does is it concentrates the platelets. And then with that concentrated platelets, that's what we use to inject into an area or problem area or area of pathology. The thought or the theory behind PRP is that by taking this aggregate or concentration of platelets, we are enhancing the body's healing response.
And is there actually research to show that this in fact works, or is it something that people who have so much money to spend will do? It doesn't really matter if it works or not.
There are some studies out, but let's just say that the evidence is not as good as we would like it to be. So we'd like to see more of the double-blind, randomized, controlled, better evidence-based studies. We have some other studies not as good, which do show some positive effects from PRP, but again, not as good evidence for it as we'd like to see.
For those for whom it does work, I mean, have you come across a plausible theory for how it works, for what it's actually, what these platelets are actually doing?
Right. So contained within the platelets are these growth factors, and these growth factors are what the body used to heal all tissue type injuries. By taking this concentrated platelets, we enhance the body's or help the body's healing response.
Some people speak of this because of the centrifuge as platelet spinning. That's another phrase I've heard to describe it. I gather it's had other applications, but its phenomenon as a sports medicine therapy is pretty recent.
It is recent, so it's been around actually for many years. Dentistry has used it, and then it actually in the orthopedic field, the spine surgeons were using it a few years back. It wasn't until Super Bowl of last year there were two of the players received PRP therapy, and they had a good response from it, and then it really took off.
Is this a case of a therapy that? That has become more popular because the Pittsburgh Steelers won the Super Bowl? Had they lost, perhaps there wouldn't have been so much demand for it?
You know, that possibly might be right. But in defense of PRP therapy, it's certainly something that we never had to offer a patient or athlete before. So we never had anything that we could safely inject into a tendon. So this is the first time with some of these chronic tendon problems that often patients would fail, all of the types of conservative therapy that we had to offer. This is the first thing short of taking them to the operating room where we can actually inject or kind of manipulate the tendon in an office setting.
Well, Dr. Cardone, thanks a lot for talking with us.
It's my pleasure.
PRP.
Thank you.
Dr. Dennis Cardone, orthopedic surgeon at NYU Medical Center in New York City, talking about PRP, that's platelet-rich plasma therapy.
This is NPR.